Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact. I'm Natalie Silverstein. Each week, I'll introduce you to young people who are making a difference in their communities through nonprofits, social entrepreneurship, volunteerism, and activism. I hope you'll be inspired by these conversations, which prove that every person, no matter their age, can help to create a kinder world. During the early days of the pandemic, when families were lonely and isolating, so many Americans ran to their local animal shelters to adopt dogs as companions. My guest today, 13-year-old social entrepreneur Devisha from Washington State, was only 9 at the time and remembers doing the same. While her family didn't leave the shelter with a puppy, Devisha left with a big-hearted idea: to make bow ties for the dogs in the shelter to make them even more adorable for folks coming in to adopt. She created Bow Ties, her Etsy shop, which sells bow ties and bandanas and donates the proceeds to help animals in shelter. Welcome back, everyone. I have a super special episode for you here today. I just love this conversation because we are dog lovers in our family. I'm excited to introduce you to Devisha, and she started something really lovely called Bow Ties. Hey, Devisha, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Of course. It's such a pleasure. So tell us a little bit more about yourself, where you're from, what grade you're in, where you go to school, all that good stuff. And then tell us the whole story, all about this wonderful work that you're doing.
I'm Devisha. I'm 13. I live in Washington, and I'm in eighth grade currently in Leota Middle School.
Amazing. So tell us all about your work with Bow Ties and what you do.
Yes. So Bow Ties is my business where I make pet accessories to raise funds for animals in need. So I started this when one day I was like looking to adopt a dog. So I went to a shelter. And so unfortunately there, I didn't find any matches. But when I came back, I thought, what can I do to help these dogs, right? So I was thinking about it, and this was over COVID, right? So everybody was trying to get a dog just to keep them company, right?
Right.
So I was thinking about it over COVID because I had a lot of time. And I thought, why don't I make bow ties for them to look cuter and get adopted faster? So I started making these bow ties and donating them to the shelters. And one day I did a lemonade stand in the summer, and I decided to sell my bow ties there because there are a lot of community dogs and I thought they'd look good in them too. So I sold them there and it was really a hit. So I was like, oh my gosh, this really works. And I realized that selling them would probably make a bigger impact. So now we sell them, and I've been doing this since 2021. And yeah, I've raised over $7,500, really close to $8,000. I've supported over 15 shelters and funded microchipping for over 60 dogs and did a couple of pet food drives.
Amazing. Well, this is so fantastic. So first of all, I just want to say that I love the fact that, you know, you went to adopt your own dog. And as you rightly pointed out, all of the dogs were adopted almost immediately, right? And then the sad thing, I don't know if you realize this, but after a little while, when people started to go outside again and life started to open up a little bit more, sadly, some people started bringing them back. Like, I just don't understand that. It really was such a sad turn of events there. But that was one of the very few, I'd say, positive things that came out of our isolation during the beginning days of COVID, is that all of these very deserving, sweet animals got adopted and people could be less lonely. But I just love that you had the initiative to do this and thought to make them cuter and more adoptable. That's fantastic. So tell me, I just want to point something out to everyone. You're 13 now. You were only 9 when you started doing this. So that's just really, Devisha, that's really wonderful. I mean, you were such a little person, and to have the heart for this and to want to do something to help. You know, a lot of young people love animals, but I think you took this the next step to try and do something to give back, and very, very impressive results. I mean, $7,500, almost $8,000 is a lot of money, and microchipping and all of those wonderful things. Like, it's just such a wonderful effort. So tell me how you raise the money to buy the materials, if that comes out of your own pocket, if you take a portion of the proceeds when you sell so that you can buy more material to make them. How did you know how to make them? Did you figure that out online, or how did you do that? So tell me a little bit more.
Yeah, so I just started expanding my business with getting a social media account. And I thought, you know, online, it's such a big place. How about I start here? And gathering materials for the first time, I got a little bit of seed money from my parents. And I went to Joann, which unfortunately closed down. But I went there and I saw some cute fabric and I was like, you know, I like this one. So I took it and I went online and I looked at some tutorials. And I was like, oh yeah, this is such a good tutorial. So I looked for the easiest ones that I could do at that time. And back then, I didn't have a sewing machine, so I made my first few bow ties by hand with just an old-fashioned sewing needle. And it was pretty hard, but then I remembered that my mom wanted to start sewing, but she never actually used the sewing machine that she had. So I remembered we had that, so I started using that one. And it got a lot easier and all that started. And I went to my first business fair, and that was really scary experience for me, because when I was younger, I was really shy. So having to actually go there and sell things to people was quite scary.
Right. Again, you were 9, 10, 11 years old. You were really little. The fact that you even went there and had the courage, you say that you were very shy, and I believe that, of course, but the fact that you even thought to do it and had the courage to actually go and put yourself out there. And as you well know, as a person who was a little bit shy, now that you've done it, you know that you can, and people are kind, right? No one's going to be mean to you if you're just trying to sell this to them. If they have no interest, that's fine. Thank you very much for taking a look. And then they just keep going on, and putting yourself out there is the only way to know whether someone's interested in buying your stuff. Have you ever received any donations of material or other things from any businesses in the area? I mean, that seems like something that might actually work out if you found, you know, I know Joann's Fabrics closed, but there's Michael's and there's other kind of craft shops. So it's really just been you going and buying the materials for yourselves. You haven't gotten any donations like that?
Actually, we have. So when I started my page, it started growing and I have this community now. So in my community, there are so many people who support me, and I'm so thankful for them. So they've donated fabric from me. I remember I got a lot of different fabric from Hawaii. I don't know why Hawaii specifically, but I remember at least 3 people donated fabric to me from Hawaii.
That's amazing. So tell me, were there any kind of obstacles or challenges that you faced setting this up? You know, was there anything that sort of surprised you about doing this? I mean, you know, this seems very straightforward. You just made some bow ties and then you started selling them, and they're super cute. I went online and I purchased one myself for my daughter's dog. They're adorable. And again, people who have pets and who like to dress up their pets, they love this kind of stuff. It feels like people love to do, to buy things to make their dogs look cute and adorable. So were there any challenges in this work? Anything that you can share that you were surprised by?
So yeah, I think my biggest challenge so far has been time management and keeping up with ultimately schoolwork and extracurriculars, and getting orders is kind of tough because how will people see you online? It's such a crowded people. There are almost too many things. There's so many other businesses, so many other people. And there's only when I'm in person, there's only a limited amount of business fairs that I can go to. So that has been the biggest challenge, time management.
Sure. And do you make all of them yourself by hand?
Yes, I make all of them myself.
Wow, that's really, really wonderful and impressive. I mean, I think that alone speaks volumes that you're a student and you have other activities, I'm sure, chores and homework and all the things. And yet, you know, when an order comes in, you fulfill that order. That's really fantastic. Did you end up actually adopting a dog? Do you have a dog in your family?
Yes, we do have a dog. But the thing is, it's actually kind of a funny story. My mom was filling out all of these applications for the shelters, right? And in each one of them, she said, I'm getting this dog because my daughter wants a dog, right? So I don't think the shelters really thought it was a good idea just to give one of their dogs because, your daughter wants your dog. So yeah.
It has to be more that the family wants to, so they assuming that everyone's going to take responsibility for the dog. Of course.
So we filed so many applications, several months. We were just waiting in response, but nothing really came. So finally, we ended up going to a good breeder. So one trusted breeder. So that's where we got our Trixie from. She's 5 years old now.
So is she one of your models? Does she wear all of the
She is our main model. She's so stunning.
That's right. And I bet, it must be really wonderful and gratifying for you when you sell the bow ties to people and they put them on their dogs. Has anyone, sent you any pictures or anything like that? You should use those on your social media.
We do have a lot of photos, and every time we go to a shelter to make a donation, I make sure to bring some bow ties too, so that they can take the photos with the shelter dogs. So we get the photos there too, and it's really amazing to see this, and it keeps me motivated every time I see something like this.
Absolutely. And do you have specific shelters that you're supporting where the money goes, or I know you said you're donating in terms of getting dogs microchipped, which is amazing. Are there one or two shelters or ASPCA, or how do you decide that part?
So we decide this part, we mostly donate to local shelters, but we have donated to one shelter that's based in Mexico and one shelter that's in India.
Tell me more about that. How did you connect with those?
Yeah, so I was thinking, since there are so many stray dogs in India, what can I do about that? So my mom actually reached out to some friends in India. So we talked a lot about that and we ended up finding one. So we sent them the money so that they could spay and neuter some of the street dogs that were there.
Yeah, that's such important work, to make sure that the problem of all of these stray dogs can be handled, right? So that they're cared for, that there's, the dogs that we do have are cared for. That's really wonderful. And the one in Mexico as well, you were able to get someone, a contact there. I'm sure they have a similar issue.
Yeah, same thing there.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. I just think it's an incredible effort for one young person to take on. I just think it's really wonderful, and it shows that you have such a heart for these animals, and not just a heart for them and enjoying petting dogs and seeing dogs, interacting with dogs, but to actually do something meaningful. You are a social entrepreneur. I'm sure someone has told you that before, have they? A person who, if you start a business and the profits or a portion of the profits of your business go back to charity, you are a social entrepreneur. So that's what you are.
I would actually say that I wouldn't have been able to do this without my community. They were so helpful. I'm really thankful to them. And building a community is really important. They spread the word, they support you. And when I take a step, they take a step with me and they support me along with whatever I do. And I'm just so thankful for that. Some shelters, they share my stories, and influencers and some people in my community keep their products at their store. So I'm just really thankful for all of this.
That's amazing. No, Devisha, that's a really wonderful way to finish this conversation. We do need community, and you're doing such wonderful work. Of course, people are showing up and putting the bow ties in their stores and all of that good stuff. This is really wonderful work to promote. Well, thank you so much for sharing this story with us. So tell us the name of, if you have a website, your social media, tell us all that good stuff so folks can go online and buy bow ties for their dogs.
Yes, we have Instagram and Facebook. So it's just Bobo Ties. You can just write that down. And we have an Etsy store. So it's also just Bobo Ties too.
Bobo, and that's Bobo, B-O-W-B-O-W Ties.
Yes.
Amazing. Devisha, thank you so much for sharing this wonderful story with us. It's really, really great.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Pleasure. Good luck to you.
Thanks for listening. If you are inspired by what you heard today and would like to support the creation of this podcast and the work of the changemaker I featured, please visit my website, simpleactsguide.com/podcast, to make a donation. And please follow, rate, and review the podcast to help us spread these positive messages.